liked you better with glasses.
Too bad. I like me better without them.
Hey, pretty fans. Welcome to another episode of the Better With Glasses podcast. I am your host, Vicky Bazalia, and with me is Casey.
Hey, hey.
And today we're here because...
It's an emergency podcast.
It's an emergency podcast situation. Do you even know what happened today?
I do, because I got about 55 text messages from you and like exclamation points, big long note memos that took up like three different paragraphs.
But did you read my messages? Because by the time I saw you, you had already read like some article.
I was on the Hollywood Reporter. I was checking all this stuff. And it was like, it had only been posted a few minutes ago. So I was pretty up to date on shit. Not quite as up to date as you were. But I knew it was real when you said, wow.
I said, wow? Is that what I said?
Let me read the first message.
Okay.
First message. Bro. Dot. Summer 2025. Dot.
Did you even know what I was talking about?
Of course I know. Of course.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm like, oh, they dropped the trailer. That's what I think.
Oh, my God, if they dropped the trailer. They can't drop a trailer if it's that far out. That's my take. Unless they surprise us.
Well, last year they dropped the poster first.
They dropped the poster, and then they dropped the teaser.
Yeah.
And then they dropped the trailer.
I bet Vicky can remember everywhere she was when each of those things happened, because that's how she gets down.
I don't remember where I was when we got the poster.
Like,
I do remember the teaser because we did I don't know if we did an emergency, but they were doing their promo with American Eagle and I had to have the shirts, and we went to the store near us and they didn't have them. So we drove to Richmond and then they dropped the teaser on the way back.
It's like how your parents remember where they were when JFK got assassinated. You remember where you are when momentous CITP news drops.
Okay, we'll talk about how this news came about, but this morning.
Did you feel it? Did you feel that something was happening this morning? Did you have a dream?
I did not. Well, I think I did have a dream about the summer I turned pretty, but I think that's because I was legitimately talking to the slumber party gals for like 3.5 hours.
Facts.
Until midnight.
Yep.
And then I went to sleep and I was dreaming.
You woke me up. I'm like, what fucking time is it?
You're like, how'd the podcast go? Anyhow, it was funny because we were teasing on the podcast, which you guys will get a chance to hear. It's like nice for me and Red to be like content creators and like help people get through this drought. But we were like, man, we're itching for like some real stuff. Wow. And it was Manifest Destiny. Here we are. So I was in the middle of work day. And when I tell you that at work, my calendar is back to back to back to back, for whatever reason, God blessed me with a couple of canceled meetings today. So I go to Instagram, I'm looking through my phone. There's this beautiful picture of Lola.
Wow.
Beautiful. She's all dolled up. And I was like, wait. And it said the summer I turned pretty and had the background
what
with the
is
house.
This is like a promo.
Right. Obviously we get pictures of Lola all the time, like in ads and stuff. And I'm like, no. It's her. It's the summer I turned pretty. I'm like, what is this? And that post was posted by her hair, makeup, and stylist, I think. Mm-hmm. And it just said upfronts. But it didn't say upfronts like with capital letters, and it didn't say Amazon upfront. So I was just kind of like, is that a magazine? What is this? And then shout out to one of the pretties. Oh, do you need the direct link? And I'm like, the direct link to what? And it was live.
Damn, girl.
So Amazon Upfront, which apparently you knew about.
Well, I know every network, NBC, ABC.
They all do an Upfront. HBO,
they all have Upfront where they are pitching like their upcoming slate to get investors, stockholders, and excited about what they have coming up.
Oh, it's for investors and stockholders.
Yes. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. That's why there weren't any screaming fans.
Yeah. No, definitely no screaming
fans.
That's
why I didn't get the invite.
Lots of...
I could angel invest.
Slim fitting suits and, power women suits and what else.
Got it. So they had that apparently in New York, and I tune in and it's like live. I'm like, oh, well, this is kind of cool. I didn't have a lot of meetings, but I did have this like 1 15-minute call that I need to be on. So I'm running this call and I have it on my second screen and I look over and it's like Will Ferrell talking about one of his upcoming things. I'm running this call. So the audio is turned off. I look over towards the end of this call and it's Jenny, Lola, Gavin, and Chris already on the stage.
Stumbled into a slice of heaven.
Oh my God.
Unannounced.
Oh my God. I was like, they're live. They're live. They're on the stage. They're in person. They all look
Yeah,
phenomenal.
they're kind of like in character almost. They're like on the Samurai Turn Pretty themed
The
set.
music, the set. Oh my God. It was amazing. So I hit record right away. So I was a little bit late to the listening party part of it. But I started recording and then I eventually posted it. But you know, since then there have been people who captured the entire segment. But what did we find out? Did you watch it? Have you watched it? Actually, I think I made you watch it. I drove
Yes,
to your office.
Yep. We watched a little bit of it. I read multiple articles.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I'm not insane. I did not just drive to his office.
It's like 3 seconds down the road.
Yeah, it's like 3 minutes down.
It was in between here and Jersey Mike's, is really.
Yeah, it was. Going. Yeah, I was picking up lunch. He needed his wallet, and I was like, "No, before you go, I'm gonna make you stand here and watch this." So, what do we find out in that short amount of time? Number one,
11 episodes.
11.
That's my
episodes.
Big take. A mega season.
Yeah,
it's a mega season.
It's a mega season,
but
so
it also could mean it's a mega season because it's the mega season,
right?
To end all season.
Yeah, they did not. They did not. Spoil that for us. So we don't know. We still don't know if it's the final season. And I don't think they're going to say it until, I mean, say it if it's true until a little bit down the ways. But 11 episodes. Jenny is going to be directing an episode.
Which was a big surprise to us. A lot of creators, showrunners will direct a couple episodes here and there. So yeah. It's good to see her finally get behind.
That's like. Zoe Cassavetes has done it. Jesse Peretz has done it.
Yeah, Jesse Peretz. I remember saying that on like some of the first episodes ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesse Peretz. I remember that name.
Oh,
then there's like Rip Torn or whatever that person's name is.
I don't know.
She had a wild name, yo. I don't find it.
I think there's like a Erica.
She had. It was like Snake Snip or some. It was a wild, funny name.
Well, you always know because at the end of our episodes, yes. You always read out the credits.
Speed Weed.
Speed Weed. Rip Torn. Oh my God. Yeah, Erica Dunton. Yeah, is Isabel Sandoval.
Sophia Tikal.
Yeah. So, you know, these are names that we shout out at the end of each episode, but I mean, obviously, Jenny is showrunner, but she gets to direct her first
right.
TV show episode.
She's sitting there with the director on all the episodes, but now she's going to be solo.
Oh,
all decisions
God.
Are hers.
I know. And then...
What episode do you think it is? The finale?
I think it's got to be the finale.
Damn, that always happens. Like with The Office,
mm-hmm.
The OG dude, Greg Daniels, the showrunner, he was involved for like the first 5 seasons and so however many, then he left for a while.
Yeah.
He came back to direct the finale.
It's like, it's such a big deal. Like, it's already such a big deal that she is the author of the books, that she is the showrunner. But to be able to put a nice little bow on it, if it is the last episode of all of it, like, for her to be able to direct that would be amazing.
Yeah, she deserves it.
She deserves it. She's great.
So there's 7 episodes in the first season, 8 in the second.
And we were told, it was going to be 10 episodes. And so I have thoughts on this. And when I said this earlier to you, you're like, I have thoughts. We have to podcast. But that means that, I don't know, maybe in the writing process or as they were filming and they were looking at it from all angles, like they went back and asked for another episode.
It's been a very fluid situation with many things. Like we mentioned last time, they had a rollout where it was going to be premiering 2 episodes at the AMC.
Yeah.
They backed it up, said, wait, yeah. We're only going to do 1. So it's been very fluid, and these kinds of things have happened here and there.
Yeah.
I can see him being like, hey, we want to do a flash forward.
Right.
4 years.
Four years even after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Conrad working in a corner office and Belly taking the kids to soccer practice.
I mean, yes. Or a full-on story.
Jer has a nitro coffee brand that he's trying to get off the ground. And Steven's got a startup. Taylor's doing the Peace Corps. in Nicaragua building houses for.
These are your takes.
I was trying to think 10 years ahead here.
But what you're saying is, I mean, and I had the same reaction, is the book itself, it ends so abruptly. And yes, we're kind of like, oh, well, we want to see Belly and Conrad actually come back together. But maybe in her mind, she was like, yeah, I want to see Belly and Conrad actually come back together, have a cheesy montage at the end, and then like one scene where they're all back at the beach house grown up, but like an actual... Here's where they ended.
Or it could be like, no, we're doing these 11 episodes and there's another one coming, another season coming.
That's true too. They have
not. Would you prefer another season without text to back it up?
Ooh.
Because that could go any way. It could not end Team Conrad then.
The only way I would want a fourth season is if it was just the overall arc extended.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't want them to wrap it up like book three in season three and then say we're doing season four and it's a mystery bag, all y'all,
I mean,
who got
the text to lean on. But the way that you would do it would be to show Belly and Conrad leading up to their wedding, and I love Belly and Conrad with all my heart, but that's not interesting enough, you know?
What,
like, the Conrad letters were cool, but like I wouldn't do an entire season on like them
in they're domestic bliss.
Yeah, they're courting each other and then domestic bliss, because that just feels too like spin-offy to me. If they chose to do a spin-off, I would watch it, but I don't know. I think the books have ruined me, and I'm like, I want a nice little tight
bow ending.
Yeah.
I mean, the show is the triangle. That's the show.
Yeah. So what was your take? Because you're like, I have thoughts.
Oh, was my that your thought odd? Was that, oh shit, that's an odd number of episodes.
Right? Okay.
So my overall thought was, this is it.
Okay. Was that this is the finale?
That this is it. This is the series finale.
Yeah.
11 episodes. But I mean, I bet like 80% of the pretties out there are probably expecting this to be the last season.
Right.
But yeah, 11 episodes sounded weird to me.
Yeah. And you know, you have to think about, we've talked about it before, but the actors, like, I think
maybe the extra episode is the one that Jenny wants to direct,
which would be the last episode.
Right. But it was like, everything was all set. And it's like, we're going to add one episode because Jenny wants to get behind the camera and
do some stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of messiness. There's a lot of messiness in like what I'm just going to call the last three episodes of the finale. Like, I'm not saying that's the season, I mean, but like the last three episodes of this entire arc is like messy and crazy. Maybe she wants to direct the second to last episode.
And it wraps up super fast in the books.
Oh, yeah.
Super fast. I would like them to draw that out a little bit. Like, you don't want to see them in domestic bliss, whatever, but it like wraps up in fucking 6 minutes of audio time.
Yeah. 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 And
like
then,
from end of Jer.
Yeah.
Marriage, spoiler alert, to Conrad marriage, it's like
one chapter.
Nothing. Like, those are huge moments.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Draw that out a little bit.
Yeah, I think they would draw that out a little bit. Well, you know me, I'm a sucker for the Conrad letters, which we'll talk about on book club. But I mean, it would be just nice if she was like, yeah, actually, I do want to put more text to that and put that on screen too.
Facts.
And that would make my 2025. I think it's going to make my 2025 anyway. So like the third thing that they announced was, and I was like on pins and needles because I knew she was going to announce like a date or a time frame. And I don't know if anyone else had this experience. I was so hoping that she was going to say 2024. And no, she's like, and we will be releasing it in 2025. So on the actual live, she just said 2025. And then everybody clapped and then they were gone.
Right.
Right after. And I love how synced up it is. It's probably just because I have my ear to the ground. But as soon as that happened, the official Summer I Turned Pretty Instagram and Amazon Prime posted the really cute like beach video.
So cool. That was a great video.
It was a great video. It's like all the key players, all the key characters, like or actors rather, like tossing a volleyball around on the beach. They all look stunning. The lighting is beautiful. They're having a good time. And then at the end, Lola says, see you in summer 2025. So it's not even like, okay, we'll wait an extra 6 months. No, no, no. It's a summer show. It's Jenny's vision. She wants to keep the aesthetic, which it's her show. Who are we to talk? Summer show. It's a summer release. And I think there's a part of Amazon that will wait for this because there's the whole like summer blockbuster thing that's always been a part of the industry.
Maybe they're going to go on a wicked press run for a year.
I would fucking love that.
They probably will. Well, maybe not a year, but maybe like starting in March of next year.
Big really press
ramp
run.
Up.
They should. So, yeah. I mean, I guess that's all we really know, but...
Yeah, it happened, guys.
It happened.
First bit of news has trickled out.
So Jenny is posting like some of the behind the scenes from today.
Oh, they look so grown up now, man.
They look so grown up. Can we talk about how great Belly looks?
She looks like a professional.
She young woman. She looks amazing.
She kind of looks like a cardboard cutout.
In a good way.
She does kind of look like a cardboard cutout.
She's perfect.
She looks perfect now, absolutely.
Oh, she's perfect. Oh. My babies
are all grown up.
But yeah, I mean, there's nothing better than that. To see Jenny post the official summer turn pretty post.
When we were out and when she came to see me at work today, I was like, emergency podcast tonight.
Right.
Gotta do it.
Right. I mean, and with all the leaked footage and stuff like that, not leaked footage, I'm sorry. With all like the crazy fan postings and stuff, obviously we know they're in production. If you can go to the Wilmington County or city website and it says that they're in production, right? So it's not hard to know that they were already filming season 3, but it hits a little bit different when it's coming from the official sources. Jenny Han, we promise season 3 of Summer will be worth the wait. Thank you for having us at Amazon Upfront. The Summer I Turned Pretty, we're officially rolling on hashtag The Summer I Turned Pretty season 3, 11 episodes coming your way. See you and cousins in 2025. And then last but not least, Prime Video. Needed this, needed them. I love it. I'm so excited.
I'm happy for you. I'm happy for everyone that got a good dose of smiles to their mundane, rainy Tuesday.
It's amazing.
It is. I mean, I can, if I'm ever looking for something to talk to you about today.
It was
always,
this.
I can always say this. Like, hey, hon, season 3 is coming.
Season 3 is coming.
And I'm happy that you're not disappointed also.
There was like 5% disappointment, but...
It's better just to know. The uncertainty is...
Oh my God, it's
part.
Better. It's better just to know.
Yeah, because now we can like think of another miniseries to do in the meantime.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was funny. I texted the girls and I said, great. Now we're going to roll out a miniseries on mindfulness and how to be somebody who practices patience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to join us for our patience meditations, Casey will be leading.
I'll be leading a mindfulness meditation.
Yeah. Which will start with a rant at the beginning of each of why I simply cannot wait for summer 2025. All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed this emergency podcast. It's a conversation that needed to happen. You may be having it with your friends. You may be DMing with your friends. You may be having it with your boyfriend or husbands who don't care. You may be having it with yourself. And we're happy to have it with you. But big day today. News dropped. They look gorgeous. And I think that because it's official, we're gonna get some more promo.
Woo!
I do. I really think so.
Super exciting. At Better With Glasses Pod on Instagram. Vicky's been doing a great job holding it down. What a great video you posted, by the way, with the volleyball playing. It looks like something. It looks like Amazon Prime level content. So applause to my hon here. At Better With Glasses Pod. That's on Instagram. BetterWithGlassesPod@gmail.com for any long form questions, comments, concerns. We always check that as well. So thank you, guys.
Thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time.